You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Thanks for being here in the energy of the community and the collective consciousness. Thank you for doing your part to raise your vibration. We really, really appreciate all of you right here, right now. The Wisdom of the Ancient series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, ancient practices, knowledge, and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but also from other worlds, galaxies, dimensions, and realms, too. The theme for this series is vessels of love, light, and service. So may we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us, and may things come clearly to me so I can be clear in my speech today. Let me all say, let us be a true offering, and we can all do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings. So right now, we call in the Ancient One to support us, to open our hearts. Let me introduce our next guest to you. Master healer and spirit telepath Alicia has been trained directly by Creator Being Spirit Mentors for 26 years to understand the steps of real spiritual awakening and soul acceleration. She has been intensely initiated by the CEO levels of the spirit dimensions to hold extremely high frequency light. And the super light activates in listeners' awakeness, empowerment, and soul evolution. After 40 years of spiritual mastery training and teaching as a profound healer and awakener, Alicia is an ambassador for these creator beings. She is their voice, their extension, offering individuals fast acceleration into fulfillment of their soul expression. Alicia is a regular speaker on international consciousness telesummits and events. She is gradually revealing a new path to power to those who are ready, using a frequency never before available to humans, a light frequency born from beyond all universes and above all shadow. So beautiful. And so Alicia's been on our show quite a few times before, so it gives me great pleasure to welcome Alicia back to our show. Welcome, Alicia.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you. It's a great, great privilege to be here today. Because we're going to be listening to these extraordinary high-level creator being spirit mentors that I've been working with now for about 26 years. And it's them. They're going to be running the show today and mentoring all of us, including me as a group, about our soul origins. Profound, profound topic, profound focus for all of our consciousnesses today. Yeah, and I'm just, woohoo, we're about to jump off the diving board into the swimming pool.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Right, everyone. So today, Alicia is going to be talking about who are you really? Alicia's creator beings offer a glimpse into and of your origin. So who are you really? And you'll experience what is your higher origin? What is your gift to give? And why have you incarnated at this particular time? Do you need to know about you, your higher self? And how will it change you, remembering who you are? And then Alicia will also be taking us through a process, a moment of remembering, and a conversation with higher authority spirit mentors. So why don't we do this, Alicia? Why don't we get things started by really diving into that subject, you know, who are you really? So why do you think we're really here? You know, what are we here for?
Yeah, that's right. I'm just going to clear my throat. Won't be a second. Okay. Let's play, everyone. What are we here for? You know, the first thing I want to do, and I feel my spirit guides asking me to do this because they want to do this, which is they are wanting to reach out to everyone, to each of you listening right now, to each of you on this call right now. They're wanting to feel you. To feel your heart, to feel your soul. They're wanting to kind of just connect with you a moment. And the reason is this is holy ground right now because you're here listening. And the reason it's holy ground is because the you that's listening has come a very, very long way. It's a little bit tired because it's been on a very long journey and it's pushed itself through a portal into the physical dimension, So it's kind of squeezed itself through a portal, through an access point into the physical dimension. So long journey, little bit weary, little bit tired, squeezing through into this physical dimension. And right now you're listening to this. You're listening to me. And you're listening to my creator, overseer beings of all universes, beyond all universes. These guys are extremely sort of authoritative on what's going on down in the physical dimension, on what's going on in the spirit dimensions that are surrounding the physical dimension. High overseer beings that are actually running the game within this spirit universe, not even the physical universe, the spirit universe. These guys are overseers of the game, quote unquote, of this whole spirit force field that's running even physicality, that's underpinning the blueprints of physicality. Okay, so just a little quick shift of our minds of who this is that's playing with us today, that's kind of touching us. It's like E.T., you know, sending its little finger out to touch that little boy in E.T. the movie. So these beings just right now are reaching out, and they're telling me to say all this, they're reaching out just to touch you for a moment to connect with you. These are very high beings of authority, of overseeing consciousness, of overseeing all the spirit consciousnesses that are playing together, jockeying together, all the tribes, all the communities of spirit that are supporting us, that are supporting planet Earth, that are supporting the entire physical dimension. Okay, so, and the reason it's exciting, guys, that you're listening right now in this moment to me is because not only are you listening to the sound of my voice, and I'm being asked to say this, is that these beautiful high, high spirit authority mentors of love and light are right now touching your consciousness body, your consciousness auric field. It's like that finger of ET, they're actually touching it, and they're sort of noticing who you are, and they're sensing you and feeling you right now. And so there's a communion and a communication and a connection happening just right now. So you're receiving a tiny bit of their energy. It's connecting with you. You may not be feeling it. That's cool. But they're just saying it's a landmark moment right now, because in the way that they're connecting with you energetically just right now, how they're touching and connecting with you right now energetically, they're actually starting to flick switches like on a circuit board. If you can imagine like sitting at this big controlled deck of a spaceship or something, and someone's starting to flick some switches, and it's like, whoa, hang on a minute. You know, are we about to take off into space? Like someone's at the controls that knows exactly what they're doing. So these guys are starting to tweak your circuit boards, your auric field, your soul body, your energy body, your subtle electromagnetic field. They're starting to touch it and work with it so that your subconscious, subliminal, and conscious self starts to very, very gently have a tiny little inkling, a little, little memory, a little inkling that you are not just the physical body and not just as a intellectual, logical thought, but that this is a grokking and a feeling, remembering that you are a soul sitting in a body so temporarily, just so temporarily. Okay, so that you are this vast eternal soul hanging out in a tiny little human body. This is the remembering that they're triggering, and they're doing it as a wiring job, meaning that there's a lot of shutdown that's happened in that fragile, not so much fragile, but sensitive is the word I'm trying to find, sensitive circuit board that is all the humming, radiant light waves. Excuse me. Of your beautiful shimmering electromagnetic field. It's a circuit board of electronics. It just so is, everyone. And these guys are master electrician surgeons of the circuit board. So when they're touching you and shifting and gently kind of rewiring, they're doing a very specific job just right now. They're actually opening kind of a flow of energy in that circuit board, which is you, because you're sitting in a body, but you're much more than that. You're this huge force field that's surrounding your body and interpenetrating your body as a blueprint force field, right? That's what you really are. And that's when you die, that's what lifts up into the spirit worlds, because that's what you really are. So they're gently tweaking it so that there's this current, a new current of energy starts flowing in that circuit board. And I'm doing it right now as I'm talking, so that a few little dominoes in your conscious logical self start to have a little recognition that this is such a temporary experience, being in a physical body. And it's not about, oh my God, I'm going to die. No, no, no. It's about, I'm vast. I'm big. I'm powerful. I'm this huge, huge soul. And I've traveled a long way. And just right now, I'm looking out of my eyes, like my face is like a mask in front of me. You know, the me, the big eternal me. So my human face is just like this mask, and I'm looking out through its eyes. Okay. And what is that? That's just temporarily looking out through this temporary mask of your human body. So what is that? Who is that? Woo! Hey, let's have some fun, everyone. Every now and again, I'm just going to just play with a little inner journey process, right? A little mental rehearsal process, a little visualization process. So right now, totally go into pretend mode and imagine a mirror in front of you. Nothing else, nice and simple. You're looking into a mirror. And have some fun, pretend. Yeah, you can see your mask face, you know, your human face. And let's shift focus a tiny bit and let's pretend you can see your soul you in the mirror. Who knows what's going to show up? I have no idea what's going to show up for you. And do switch on pretend mode, because that loosens your logic. And you want your logic loosened. Mm. You want it to just, yeah, you want it to just kick it out of the way. Okay, so pretend mode is like being a little kid, not knowing what's going to happen, and just pretending you can see. Okay, so mirror in front of you, pretending you can see. Let's take a look at your soul. What's showing up in the mirror? Pretend you know what's there, because that actually starts like data populating a computer screen. It starts populating the screen of your imagination, your pretend mode. So you start leaning on your pretend mode.
Wow. That's pretty intense.
I love giving it a little pause, yeah, because as I'm pausing, you know, it starts shifting and changing and becoming more and more and more. That's why I'm pausing. Everyone, keep your attention. Refresh the screen if you need to. Just do it again. Having a bit of fun here. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
What are you seeing it in? Just
you can't really describe it. It's almost like there's a million years flashing before my eyes, you know, and I say that in terms of there's so much change. So what's flashing in front of my eyes is no constant. You know, I started out with, you know, literally a five-year-old girl in a dress in a field holding a yellow flower. And then that morphed into binary, and things just started morphing and moving and moving. And it was literally just, you know, visions of constant change, you know. So I think, you know, the question that was coming up, Alicia, while I was going through this process is, what do we do with this information? What do we do with the knowledge that we are vast beings? And, you know, this sounds, certainly this process seems incredibly powerful. And I would think that, you know, you could probably tell us more about the process and what we can, you know, how we can have our human minds kind of, in a sense, comprehend what's going on. Because right now it's like, what is going on? So my question is, what are we doing with this information that's coming through?
I know. It's actually, honestly, it's just such a poignant question you're asking there. Poignant. It's like full of love for yourself as a soul. It's full of querying and questioning, and it's full of like jumping off a cliff, you know, because there's nearly unending experiences that the soul has, had. You know, there's this weirdness going on that we're in this little tiny body with a little history of this lifetime of our childhood, of our adulthood in this lifetime. And yet right now we're sort of contemplating a new thought that, what I just said, childhood, adulthood, is a tiny little flash compared to the length of the cycles and the longitude, you know, of the journeys that our soul has taken of what we actually really are. Mm. And of who we really are. And you're asking, what do we do with this? And it's like the poor little logic. It's like the rubber band snapping back. The logic has to snap back and go, yeah, help, I've got to stop this. You know, I've got to box this. I've got to kind of make this understandable. Hey, by the way, just really quickly, the more you work with the spirit world, the less you rely on your logic. And the more you rely on a flow of, yeah, just staying open and flowing and kind of just taking it in below logic. I have to actually verbalize that and say that out loud because, guys, it's not a problem analyzing and slowing it down and shutting it down and just looking at it and picking it apart and taking a look and kind of understanding it. I suggest doing it later. I suggest doing the integration on a logic later, because that's a very important integration moment. Totally valuable, right? So important. However, in the process, you're actually being given data subliminally in a flow, sometimes in just a feeling, knowing flow, that's so valuable, it's beyond valuable, that you can't, it's best not to stop it. It's best not to put the cork in the pipe right at that moment just to stop the flow of the knowledge flow that's coming towards you. It's best just to jump in and just hang in it, take it in, and then you can slow it all down and pick it apart a bit later on, right? But what you can do with this knowledge, what my spirit teams are saying that below logic, the integration, the getting used to the fact that you are this vast, unlimited, been playing in experiences for nearly eternal lengths of time, being the realization of that takes a little while to just get comfortable with your logic, get comfortable. That. And that's okay. So I just got to know something and I'm going to sit with that and let it just sink in and let it integrate in. I learned that for over many, many years with what these guys were showing me. And I just went, okay, I've got to just hang with this. And over time, it's just going to sink down into my subliminals and feel more and more comfortable. And what starts to happen for all of everybody's logic to kind of get what I'm saying and understand this is that this is a beautiful thing. Your logic starts to get more mature. I want everyone to really hear what I just said. Your logic starts to get more mature, meaning that when you're talking to someone, when you're thinking about issues, global issues, when you're thinking about your own life and decision making about directions in your own life, you start to guard what and who you are more. You start to protect it more. You start not to give it away so much. You start to respect yourself deeply, honor it deeply. And that is not something from the logic. That is something that's sunk down deep as an integration into knowing what you are and who you are and why you're here. Good question, really poignant, because it's about someone ripping open a window. You're like, we're all today going to be opening up a window, looking through the window into who we are, into all these ancient beingnesses that we are and have been, the kinds of experiences we've had, what we've bumped into, what sort of decisions we made, what reactions we had in this huge, unlimited, longitudinal sort of arc trajectory of our soul. What do we do with that? Well, we sit with it and it starts to feel comfortable, correct, true, and this deep base inside of us, a springboard inside of us, starts to get very self-respecting. And that's a beautiful thing. And that really is the bottom line. Because, yeah, again, as I say, you know, as you speak to anyone, the way you think, the way you think about the world, the way you think about what you're doing on this, in this planet, in this life, well, all of that just starts to change. It's like a Ah, oh, man, you know, that's full. It's a full cup. I should say it's like a full fire hydrant that just wants to pour, you know, love light out. You know, well, take the cap off.
Yeah.
Pour it.
Well, we have help. And you spoke earlier and in previous shows, certainly, about the creator beings. And, you know, in that process that mini process that you took us through in the beginning, you know, you mentioned the creator beings were, you know, rewiring us in our circuitry as we went through that process. So let me ask you this, you know, while we go through this really expansive process that you took us through, looking at the mirror, looking at our soul self, I mean, that is an expansive process that we can go super, super deep if we let it go. You know, it's like if we just let the film run without getting in our own way. And I knew it was my lower self, you know, trying to box it. But are we then in that state? Are we then giving permission to, or allowing the creator beings to work on our circuitry? What does that relationship look like when we're in that state with the creator beings?
Oh, it's so beautiful. Everyone, let's do it again, just for fun, because the more we do it, the more it integrates. It kind of knits into our psyche, and it kind of knits into the pattern of our auric field, like it gets established, the remembrance of this. By the way, we're doing this so that our logical mind remembers these moments, right? Snapshot of a visual. So let's do it again, everyone. And I'm going to answer your question in a moment, Ian. So just for fun, this was not the sort of the main meal. This is not the main process, but for some reason we're staying on this because it's a cool way to just to kick off the whole process of the remembering. And the teams just want to kind of outlay a story as well after this as well. So, okay, everyone, let's just remember that we are this vast, eternal, huge being of energy, of spirit, and we're kind of positioning ourselves inside a human body, a tiny little human body, and the front of our body, the face of our body, it's got eyes, and we're looking out through our eyes, okay? But we're this huge being squeezed into this little human body, and in front of us is a mirror. And just for fun, let's switch it on again. And we're going to go totally quiet, Ian, just for about sort of 2 minutes, right? No talking. Because the teams just want to take everyone on a little noticing moment here. Okay, so everyone, there's a mirror in front of you. Just notice, pretend, switch on pretend mode. And you're noticing that there's the human in front of you. And then let's shift, and we're now looking at the soul that we are, that's behind the human. We're now seeing the soul in the mirror. Keep your attention, this is part of the technique of this process, keep your attention on what's showing up in the mirror, because it could change. And again, there's no right or wrong. Whatever is showing up for you, switch on pretend mode. Because pretend mode's like the focus mechanism of a video camera. It just focuses you in, gets it clearer each time you switch on pretend mode. Beautiful soul. Your soul is reflecting back to you in the mirror. Stay with that, everyone. Keep your attention on it. Because as you're putting your attention on it, it's developing, meaning it's showing you more and more. It's like a kaleidoscope, revealing more and more. And it's subtle. For some of us, it's really subtle. Keep your attention on it, everyone. Stay with me, everyone. And Ian, just don't interrupt just for a minute, because we're going on this journey. Okay, everyone, we're going to walk into the mirror, stepping into the mirror like a stargate. And your soul standing in front of you. That's nice. Pretend instantly we're in this column, which is like an elevator. You and your soul together. Your soul's in front of you, and you're there as well. You're both in this column of light, which is an elevator, and you're shooting up layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of light. Shooting up, everybody. We're going on a journey. Feel yourself shooting up this column of light. Woo-hoo! Keep going. And above us is a bit of a platform, a bit of a layer, a bit of a membrane. And we're going up through this membrane. And kind of standing on this platform of light together, you and your soul. OMG, that's so beautiful. Hey, give your soul a hug. Put your forehead, your forehead to your soul's forehead. Hey, it just might be this huge being of light. You know, might not have a forehead. Doesn't matter. Just pretend. There's a moment. It's like consciousness to consciousness. Acknowledgement of who each of you are. You know, the human you is doing a job. The soul is doing this incredible beingness, existence of what it is. Now, over on the side approaching you right now is a beautiful being of light. Switch on pretend. And you and your soul are standing there looking at this being of light. The being of light comes straight up to you, both of you, and puts one hand each on each of your heads. Now, what's happening right now is a transfer of knowledge, and very much like the hands are like beams of light that are pumping love consciousness into each of you, healing into you, the human you and the soul you. So it's just this moment of beautiful healing. Just receive for a moment. Just receiving it. Like standing under a water full of light, except we're actually, we've got this beautiful being of light in front of us with its hands, you know, on our heads. Connecting with us in this way. And now this beautiful being of light steps back and, you know, puts its hands in prayer mode and just bows a little bit because it so acknowledges what and who you are. And I'd like you to ask this beautiful being of light a question about what hurt your soul once, okay? What hurt your soul? Because your soul's standing next to you. And so ask this being of love and light, you know, what hurt your soul once? And you know what I'd love you to do is just pretend you're going on a really fast little journey as though the being of light's taking you by the hand and taking you through ancient times, where you just might get little glimpses and feelings and subtle knowings. So it's what I call just follow, quote unquote, just follow. Whatever you start feeling, whatever you start knowing, and you may feel as though this being of light's just like Peter Pan, just taking you by the hand and just showing you really quickly fast little images or fast little movies or just taking you for a little journey around Spaceland. And just showing you a couple of things. I'm going to go quiet. Ian, we're going to go quiet. Let's all go quiet. And this being of light's now going to just show you a few things. And I do recommend, if you ever have a moment where you're going, oh, I can't see anything, I do recommend switching on pretend mode. Honestly, it's like you step into a different world and they will take you from that moment onwards. And you know, I recommend refreshing the pretend mode whenever you need to. Okay, I'm going to go quiet just for a moment and I'm going to mute myself. Okay, everyone, and now imagine that you and your soul that's standing next to you and this beautiful being of light are standing in front of a big shimmering stargate. Stargates, I don't know if any you guys, you know, watch some of these Star Trek-y shows, or some of you might have, some of you may not have, but it's like a great big, oh, you know, huge, vast door, and it's shimmering energy, right, stargate. So the being of light and you and your soul are standing in front of one of these big shimmering energy doors, and in this moment we're going to set up the instruction for what we're about to experience. And the instruction is that this being of light is going to help you notice a moment when your soul was not even in human existences, but it was just an energy form. It was in layers of love and light. And it had an experience that was really impactful on it. And it caused you to have a really big, and I was mentioning this in the email, a really big decision to make a change and to make a difference. So we're going to take a quick look at this impact, this moment of what happened and what you felt. And it's going to help you remember how you feel about your lifetime now and what you really want to do. And it's not about necessarily actions, but it's about, you know, what gear do you want to be in? How fast do you want to travel? You know, how much revs, car analogies, how much revs do you want to give this car? You know, how high do you want to get, put your foot down on that accelerator? What's the intensity of your purpose? Okay, so this is going to give you a clue, guys, everyone. We're standing in front of this shimmering energy stargate, the three of you. You know, right now, I'm going to get you to step into your soul, get your soul and you to merge together. That's a nice thing anyway. It's a beautiful expansion. Mm-mm. All right. And this being of light and love and you holding hands, walking through the stargate, the energy shimmering doorway, onto the other side, everyone. All you have to do now is just be very quiet and still and just notice anything, sensations, feelings, subtle, anything that you're picking up, because the very first little pickups, first things you're noticing are very, very sort of tiny details, subtle. You might be feeling cold or damp or clammy or slightly uncomfortable or anything. You might be noticing a light shining. You might be feeling, this is what happens when we start exploring these kinds of experiences, these moments. You pick up on the tiniest first detail first, and then you put your attention on that, and then it kind of opens into more and more and more. Put your attention on anything you're feeling and noticing. Stick with that, whatever you're noticing. Because as you put your video camera on that little detail of maybe you're just noticing a sensation, a feeling, I'd like you to ask yourself this question, nice and simple. What happened? Ask yourself, what happened? And start walking forward. Remember, your beautiful being of light's with you. Start walking forward. As you walk forward, you might be bumping into things, bumping into knowings, bumping into beings, bumping into a moment that's maybe, woohoo, something really big happened. I'm going to go quiet. Guys, everyone keep walking forward with your being of light. Whatever starts happening, slow down. You can even turn to your being of light and ask, what happened? Or ask yourself, what happened? And just keep asking that and just quietening down and noticing what happens as you ask that question. Because more and more and more knowing feelings will come up as you trigger the knowings, as you ask the question. I'm going to go quiet for a moment. Now, everyone, we're going to move with your beautiful, you're actually merged with your soul and you've got this beautiful being of light with you. Way above, you see an explosion of light. And the being of light is helping you, holding your hand like Peter Pan. And just together, you're lifting up towards this light, going straight up into the center of it. Now, this light is a haven. A haven of high, creator being light. So So we are now in the middle of this light, vast sphere of light. So loved, so safe, so blessed, so beautiful, being in this beautiful, healing, love-filled light. And now turn to this being of light that's with you, your beautiful buddy, and say, whoa, what was all that? I want to understand more about what happened to me as a soul and why did I decide to incarnate? I'm going to go quiet for a minute. I encourage you to keep asking for a moment longer that question. Why did I decide to incarnate and what really happened? What were some of these powerful connection moments, maybe with shadow or something was imposing itself on me or something crashed and burned that I was part of and I couldn't manage it properly and what was all that that I just experienced? But I'm going to encourage you to keep asking these questions. We're in this beautiful safety zone with a beautiful being of light. Some of you may like to imagine a group of these beings of light coming and being with you in this haven. But the main thing I want to say, everyone, is that right now we're going into a powerful healing rewiring moment. The light is getting extremely strong in this place, this haven. Beautiful sphere of light, and it's actually changing the frequency and it's optimizing our self-love, our self-respect, and our self-remembering right now. And I do encourage you guys to keep having this chat, allow the revelations to be emanated towards you as you're asking these questions, and at the same time, a very, very powerful healing's happening here. Okay, I'm just going to keep being quiet for a moment. Okay, everyone, just imagine that there's like a slippery slide. It's like one of those water slides, and we're just going to jump into it, and we're going to head down to dimensions closer to the physical dimension. So we just, our beautiful being of light can come with us, jumping into this water slide, sliding down, 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 down. And we are now on the control deck of a spaceship of some beautiful, beautiful beings of light. These beautiful beings are closer to the physical dimension and they are of light and love. And we're sitting in a kind of lounge area and we're sitting on a beautiful, rounded, big lounge suite. And some of these beautiful beings are with us and they are beautiful, you know, self-loving consciousness trainers and consciousness masters. These are gorgeous, gorgeous beings. and they are of love and of light. And this is a really kind of interesting and fun moment where, you know, tea is being served, or you might have some kind of a non-alcoholic beverage or cocktail. How fun, we're just having a little bit of a kind of a break with these guys and sort of sipping on something delicious. And, you turn to these guys and you say, hey, tell me a little bit more about my human past lives. What are three major moments that caused me to become the person I am now, that's given me a fire in my belly today to be someone keen on my spiritual development and awakening, to be someone who's wanting to serve others? What three past lives, or four or two, were triggers for this powerful motivation that I feel in this lifetime? So as you guys are sitting there, with, sipping on your delicious drink, put your attention on these guys and just let them tell you describe one or two or three past lives. Now, sometimes it's like they open a video screen and they show you on the video screen. Sometimes you get an instant knowing on a video screen inside your own mind. Or they might tell you just telepathically and give you an instant feeling knowing. They shoot knowings towards you, okay? So you're sitting on this couch having a really casual chat. Let's go. Let's play with this for a moment. I'm going to go quiet again. This is really important. And switch on your focus and ask these questions carefully and focus on these beings and see what they say. We're moving a little bit quickly today, but you can always revisit the replay and put it on pause when you're revisiting the replay and re-listening and just take off into these moments with these beings. Okay, everyone. What I'd love you to do right now is ask, we're still with these master teachers in this lounge room. I would like you to ask these beings point blank, may as well interview them. They know you very well. They can see your soul. Ask them, what gift have you brought into this lifetime? What is a key, passion that you want to deliver into this lifetime? What have you brought with you into this lifetime? So ask them, they'll scan you, and then they'll tell you. And what I'd love you to do now is imagine that you've separated away from your soul, so your soul's sitting on the lounge suite on its own now too. And you look at your soul and you say to your soul and ask your soul, what do you want to do in this physical lifetime? What do you want to give? What gift do you want to deliver and offer in this physical lifetime? So you're directing this question straight to your soul. All right. And now imagine that your soul and you are starting to, we're leaving the spaceship, giving everyone a round of hugs that we've been working with there, thanking them so much for just being just beloved, beloved friends and masters. You can come back here anytime, hang out with these guys, ask them questions. They'll take you on learning journeys. They'll show you things on their big video screens anytime you can come back. But you and your soul now are just slipping out, slipping down towards planet Earth. And your human self now is heading down to planet Earth. And your soul now is looking at your human self way down on planet Earth, wherever you are. Your human self is, your soul self, your soul self is looking down at your human self. So your big soul is looking down at your human self. Wow. And you're in your soul self. Looking at your human self way down below on planet Earth, like tiny, like an ant. And you are in your soul, vast soul self, looking down at it. I'd love you to notice how you feel about your human self. Take a nice, quiet, deep moment and notice how you as your soul feel about your human self. All the circumstances your human self has got. And now just to finish up, everyone, I'd love you regularly as a spiritual practice to do this little thing, which is that wherever you're sitting at home, could be in an evening or a morning, and you have another chair, could be a kitchen chair, your kitchen table, and you're going to have your eyes closed in this spiritual practice, in this process, and I'd love you to do it at least once a week. And that is, with your eyes closed, imagine that your soul is sitting in the other chair and you interview your soul once a week. So with your eyes closed, you've got an empty chair in front of you or near you and your soul sitting in that chair. With your eyes closed, you're imagining it. And I want you to ask your soul a question, some of these key main questions, which is, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? What do you want me to do today or this week? What is a priority for you as my soul? For what me, the human, you would like me, the human, to be doing? Or how you want me to be being? What's a priority for you, soul? So that you feel happy that in this lifetime you get a say in some of the outcomes of this lifetime. So make your soul a regular partner in your conversations about your life? So, for example, again, imagining your soul sitting in that chair and you ask, what's the priority for you in the long-term arc of this lifetime? Sincerely, what's a priority for you? You're the one who's had a few bumps and bruises as a soul traveling many, many lifetimes, many soul existences, and you're here now with me in this lifetime. What is it that you need me to do in this lifetime? Come on, let's have conversations about this, soul. I need your input. I need you to let me know what's important to you. I need you to let me know what's on your mind, front of mind, because what's on my front of mind can be very different, quite different, almost at right angles different or going the opposite direction. So I want alignment with you, soul. I want genuinely and sincerely to know what's right deep in you, what feelings you have, what, you know, even cautions that you have, or that you have just hopes. What is your hope for me in this lifetime? What would make you happy? What would make you happy? Bursting with happiness. Okay, this is the way to chat to your soul. Your soul is a real being. It knows a lot. It's been through a lot. It's hungry. And it's wanting to burst through you. Burst through you to get on the bike and just start speeding along on your bike. Meaning, you know, whatever it is. Let's do a quick little process and we'll finish. I'd like your soul and you to stand shoulder to shoulder with a path, a road or a path stretching forward in front of you. This is the future. So your soul standing next to you and you're both looking ahead down this path into the future. Now I want you to turn to your soul and I want your soul to tell you that it could be like 5-year juncture point. Milestone, okay, or a 10-year milestone or a 2-year milestone along this path in front of you. What does your soul want to have achieved at the 2-year milestone? So I want you to turn to your soul and ask it right now. And when you're ready, 10-year milestone, turn to your soul. What would it love? What would make it happy if that's happened at that 10-year milestone? Okay, everyone, taking a deep breath. A couple of more deep breaths, just bringing you back into your body. And please give your soul a hug, by the way. It deserves it. It's on a mission. It's on a mission. It wants things. It wants to be happy. It wants to be fulfilled. Okay, and it wants to be aligned with your daily actions and your daily intentions. It wants to be aligned. Alignment. Ian, that's it from me.
Oh, wow. You know, Alicia, wow. Wow, this truly was remarkable. This is very different to how we normally run these, but this is wonderful the way that this came through. This was really a special time, and I know that so much transformation has already happened, and I really feel that everyone who is on this call is probably going to go back and listen to it multiple times. And for those people who missed the call, I think they're going to do the same thing. There was something really special about this call. There is something special about this call. This was a remarkable experience, truly experiential, and some very, very poignant, really insights that you provided. Yeah, this was very, very deep and impactful. I know it's going to make a difference in a lot of people's lives. I can really, really feel that. Thank you for just being open to you know, lead this and let everything come through the way it came through. It came through this way for a particular reason. Really, really special. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you so much. Do you have anything to share in some of the little journeys that you'd like to share that was juicy and pleasurable for you?
I don't know. Some of them are, of course, I think for all of us they're personal.
Very personal, yeah. Only anything that's comfortable with.
Yeah, I just, you know, what really I connected with was, you know, the conversation that we can have with our soul. You know, it really makes it, I guess, more real. And it also elevates the conversation out of the realm, you know, outside of the realm of the ego. So it's less egoic and self-centered, self with a lowercase s, and it's definitely more aligned with the universal self. Yeah, I loved that practice at the end. And, you know, I made sure that I wrote down some of the steps, but I'm going to go back and do it again. Is I think so many of us go through the quote-unquote, you know, air quote, you know, goal setting and, you know, where do I want to be and, you know, how can I be of greater service? But having your soul literally side by side in that process, I think it makes it much more of a universal act of service versus something that you want to, you know, possibly achieve for yourself, you know, for yourself.
Yeah, totally agree with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. I mean, there's absolutely no question. I'm going to go back and listen to this myself personally because I know that there's so much more when, you know, when I'm expecting this, you know, I'm going to go into the process, go into meditation, go through this, and then really, really connect in with the creator beings who are there providing those answers for us. You know, why did you incarnate? What are my gifts? I think that so much more, almost like in layers, is going to be revealed every time that we go through this. But I know that it's really a deep and an anchoring process.
Correct. You're absolutely correct there. And I do recommend everyone going to those moments in the recording, allowing somehow yourself to be placed in those places that we went, carefully putting your finger on pause on the recording, and just take off the time, you know, let yourself have the time to be with these beings and what they unveil to you. Give yourself, because the energy in the recording, the energy will still be there. The spirit beings will be with you. My energy is still there with the tone of my voice. And you'll be taken to these places again, standing with these beings again. And if you've got a little bit more time and trust, because you now know what the process is, you know that's where you're going, and you can just hang out and have the safety and to just drop into your feelings and drop into softening your logic and just letting yourself be taken into knowings and let those knowings be unveiled to you, right, in those moments. This is what I recommend to everyone. So these recordings, this replay is going to be pretty precious, I tell you.
Yeah.
And as you say, Ian, repeating it regularly, because every time it'll be different, a new realization will be given. A deepening of who you are as a soul will be revealed to you every single time. Yeah. Big point there.
Yeah. Well, you've also got a wonderful offer. This is something that's really, it's fairly new. Is this a brand new package or something that is pretty recent that you have for us?
A little bit recent, quite recent.
Okay.
Not totally brand new, but recent, yeah. And it's, I'm in love with this package.
Yeah, so for many, many people, it's going to be brand new to many, many people in this community, though. So I know that every time you come on the show, so many from the community sign up to work with you because of your the work that you do, especially with the creator beings and the results that people get when they work with you. So, I'm going to go ahead and have us, switch gears a little bit here, because everyone, we do want to honor Alicia. She's put this package together with her team. Her spirit team and her creator beings, and she's making it available to everyone on the show today. And I do want to make sure that we all really take a good look at this and see the work that can be done through the creator beings for all of us. So if you're on the webinar page, you can click on the special offer button, and that's the orange button below Alicia's photograph, and that'll take you to the page that says Uplift on Light. And the web address, if you're not on the webinar page, would be WOTA, that's WOTA summit.com/S, that's the number, the letter S, the number 3, Alicia. So it's WOTA summit.com/S3, Alicia, and Alicia is ALICIA, everything's lowercase. We'll send that again tonight as well as over the weekend. And if anyone missed that, you can certainly email me as well. You've all got my address by this time. So Alicia, you've put together this the spirit surgery package, Uplift on Light, and take us through this if you don't mind.
Yes, oh my goodness, thank you so much, guys. So just really quickly, for those who haven't worked with me before or haven't, maybe don't know my work, I've been a professional forensic soul archaeologist and spirit surgery healer for 28 years. And that means that I've been looking into human auras in partnership with extraordinary spirit surgeons for 28 years. So they've been showing me what they do. They've been showing me their cutting and pasting, if you like, their rewiring inside of human consciousness, inside of the human aura and the fabric of the human aura and the fabric of, it is human consciousness, the extraordinary energy bodies, the ancient soul history of a person that travels down the libraries, the ancient libraries that are sitting in the aura and in the many octaves of the aura, higher and higher and higher octaves. So I'm very, very experienced in partnering with spirit surgeons. And these amazing 7 spirit surgeries, I've collated it, a collection of 7 of them that are very, very particular. And as we go through them, you'll notice how particular they are, how absolutely specific. One of the things I just want to mention is that I work with not just normal spirit surgeons, but my partnerships, and something that I talk about a lot is spirit partnerships. My partnerships now for about 26 years are with these overseer creator beings from beyond all universes. So there's a power, there's an authority, there's a type or level of light that comes in that's super, super fast. So all of these spirit surgeries, there's moments of scanning according to the focus of each one of these healings. There's scannings deep in your Akashic records according to whatever the focus is of the healing. And then there's really deep and super accelerated, so a lot gets done in a very short amount of time, rewiring deep in your Akashic records, deep in your soul core, the fabric of your soul at its very core. Again, according to the angle of focus of the healing, right? So speed, authority, where the very first one is, just very quickly, I'm just going to travel to the very first one is painful beliefs from past lives, right? This is a particularly advanced session. So this is the focus of this particular one. And a lot of the time with past life wounding, the spirit surgeons will not only change the vibration, heal the wound, but they'll also renegotiate whose foot is in the doorway of this wound, if you like, the lineages that were involved of shadow that created this soul wound. So these, because they're high authority, they've got fast shifts with these renegotiations and changes of ancient contracts. Really, really fast, very authoritative. And the spirit surgery itself, again, the type of light that reweaves and downloads new consciousness software into your auric field is vibrating at a super high level of light. So they're very, very powerful, each of them. This particular first one is painful beliefs from past lives. You know, are you afraid of your power of being seen? We touched on our past lives today, right? The trauma of our past lives. We've had thousands of past lives, and it's left deep wounds in our subliminal self that puts drag on our lives, that creates hesitation in our lives, in our consciousness, deep consciousness. So, you know, this is 33 minutes where you just allow yourself to be bathed, allow these guys to come into your auric field, allow them to feel and find your deepest wounds. If you repeat these healings, most people that jump in on these, on my work, they're just repeating and repeating and repeating all the sessions because every time it's different, right? So it's a very high value when you get these. Right. The teams show up, you know, and it's, and off you go. So the second one, again, it's a very practical one, really, really practical. Watch a spirit heal your self-love. And just very quickly, everyone, at the base of our consciousness are many wounds, and they start to percolate up to the surface a lack of self-respect and a lack of self-love. Most of you guys, me included, we notice that we don't prioritize ourselves quite a lot sometimes. You know, we don't do a practice or something that we want to do for ourselves. So this kind of blank spot, you know, this, where we sort of ignoring our own needs, you know, lack of self-love. So it's because there's scarring deep, deep down in our consciousness. There's deep, deep separation from God, you know, just moments in ancient past lives or just whatever happened in our journey as a soul. It's all sitting there vibrating in our aura. So when the spirit surgeons are given us focus like this, and in these 39 minutes of this one, I give you a little bit of training beforehand and help your consciousness focus in on this issue. And then the spirit surgeons follow your focus, and they follow what we're talking about and what we're focusing on and what you're asking for. So there's a little bit of training on how to even partner with them, how to instruct them on this. So very, very powerful, the second one. The third one, this is a beautiful one. It's diving directly and focused in on the heart chakra and fear that's stacked up as ancient memory in the heart chakra and creating, you know, just unconscious self-doubt, creating sort of numbness, anxiety in the heart chakra, weariness in the heart chakra. You know, all of us know what this feels like, just fear in the heart chakra that we won't be loved, just weight in the heart chakra, you know, restlessness, uncertainty, just so much. So this is very, very powerful, given that the heart chakra actually is your main video camera out onto your holographic reality, onto your movie screen of your life. Your heart chakra is really what populates your movie screen of your life. It's what's projecting out onto it. So if it's got a lot of fear sitting in your heart chakra, your life will be limited. Your external movie screen will be limited according to what unconscious memory, fear memory is sitting in your heart chakra. So this is so important to repeat this particular one. Clean up your heart chakra. Clean up your heart chakra. I've got a dear friend at the moment, just really quickly, who's very, very ill, suddenly being diagnosed with cancer. And this person, beautiful spiritual person, has no idea about clearing their auric field. Has never been talked about. You know, it's never part of her, being part of her spiritual practice. And this is, I just want to say, you know, to everyone, please keep your auric field clean. Please stand in front of spirit beings and spirit surgeons to let them go in and find occlusions and wounds, because those wounds will create scarring and will create, if you don't heal, you know, the deep subliminal self, it'll start showing up in the physical body. So really, really, really important to heal and clean your auric field regularly with your spirit partners. Number four, the healing of number four healing is self-image rewiring. I just love this one too. It's like, okay, what is the box of your thinking about yourself? You know, I know that you know that you're keeping yourself limited about the way you're thinking about yourself, what you think you can do in this life. So this healing targets this, breaking that box open. Again, these guys drill down into the concrete, deep, deep down. That's keeping your thinking about yourself corralled, right? So that is what the focus and the target is of this healing, where they just go in and bust those boxes at the foundation level. And 45 minutes, spirit energized live recording, really, really powerful. This healing number five, it starts to get really potent now, guys. Five, six, seven are really powerful. Number five, effective prayer, a potent moment with your spirit guide. Now, in this particular one, it's not so much a training on prayer, but it's a gift of giving you a moment with a spirit guide where I walk you in to deep innocence and deep purity of heart, so that you can bring that in front of a powerful high authority spirit being. And from that deep innocence and purity, deliver your instruction and your prayer. That is the gift of this particular module, module five. So definitely a little bit of rewiring, but this is taking you into a moment where it's the correct state from which to deliver a request. And your spirit, the spirit being or the team of spirit beings that are listening, they hear you, they get it. Because state is everything in a quantum world. What you are vibrating is everything when you deliver a request, when you deliver a prayer. Because they don't get the words so much as they get the state. They get the feeling. They get it. They grok it. Okay? So this is the value of this one, of Module 5. Really powerful. So beautiful. So heartfelt. So incredible. Module 6, guys. Again, this one is off the charts. In this one, the request, the target, the focus, excuse me, a very, very sacred one, this one, oh my goodness, where the spirit teams, spirit mentors are given permission to travel to the very earliest times of your soul. This is not, excuse me, this is not earliest times of this lifetime. This is earliest times when your soul was birthed before its whole long trajectory and arc of millennia and millennia and millennia to get to this lifetime. So right at the earliest stages when your soul was birthed. And this is what they scan, those very earliest layers, the energy layers of your soul. So it's an upgrade of your soul core, a light upgrade. Okay. Huge gift, huge download of super high light. And these are not to be taken for granted or taken lightly, these modules. They really are sacred initiations, actually. And you're taken into the presence of extremely high creator beings, and they walk you through this process and deliver this kind of change to your consciousness, to your soul body. Very, very, very extraordinary. Moving very quickly through to the very last one, and again, this one is a powerful initiation and activation as well. These guys in this particular one, they work in your auric field to the point and for the result so that you literally can move, morph into a higher parallel universe of love. And that's why it's called creating heaven. So that as you're walking forward in your life, you're holding a state of stillness, of beingness, of calmness in a different inner world. In a different inner world. Just holding it. Being in that. As you walk and talk from this moment onwards, from that moment onwards. Okay, everyone. Creating heaven. See, it doesn't matter where you are externally. If on the inside you're in heaven, that's what really matters. So, it's a package, this one, Uplift Online. Yeah. It's a package, I tell you. It's very powerful.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then when we do these activations, are we, just by virtue of doing them, we're also inviting the creator beings to work on us? So, or just by virtue of listening to the package, the creator beings are performing their work on us. How does that piece work, Alicia, if you can just explain to everyone?
Yeah, thank you. Good question. Many people ask this question. And so they always tell me that the sound of my voice, and I've been doing this for nearly 3 decades with them, the sound of my voice for you, for your soul, hears a tone. And I don't know the detail of that, but they've told me this for years. And also, obviously, my auric field is a doorway for them. So as you're listening to me, they arrive. And, you know, everybody inside my courses and inside my membership area with my courses are always writing me notes of just, you know, just blown apart, blown away just with the power of these creator beings who begin to just gently, quietly begin to work in your auric field and change you upwards. So they do arrive, and yes, so the answer is yes, and it's the latter. They arrive, and their potency arrives, their authority arrives, their gentleness arrives, their impeccability of knowing who you are and seeing everything that needs to be done to support you instantly, you know, as they start scanning through your auric field. So there's a huge package there that arrives when you start doing this work and listening to these recordings. Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Yeah, so everyone, there's 7 sacred initiations, 7 activations in total there with Alicia and her creator beings performing the sacred spirit surgery, really, on all of us. So it's certainly, if you have worked with Alicia, you probably know already that you want to continue working with her. But if you haven't worked with Alicia, I'm going to highly recommend that you do, because we have amazing feedback, and so many in this community really have kind of adopted Alicia as someone who, whenever she's on the show, they really, really want to work with her because of the results and just having access to those creator beings. It's so amazing to be able to, you know, use, I keep on, you know, the word that keeps on coming to me is surrogate, but I'm not sure if that's the right word. But proxy, I think, is the right word. Having Alicia, you know, as the channel to have the creator beings perform that amazing work on us. And we've known from the past as well that the work that will be done is nothing that we really have to control. In fact, we don't control it. We just have to be open to it, which is one of the beautiful things about this work, is that the creative beings will come in, look at our patterning, look at our wiring, and then literally do that rewiring of our spiritual DNA.
Mm. Thank you, Ian. Beautifully put, must say.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Beautiful. Well, this has been an incredible time. I am deeply grateful to you, and I'm deeply grateful to the creative beings and all the beings that you brought in to work on this community today. So, Alicia, thank you again for being here. Before I let you go, though, is there anything that I should have asked you or didn't ask you, something that you're being led or shown to share with the community, anything that we missed that needs to be shared?
Let's have a think. Let's just tune in, and I'll invite my spirit teams to just say whatever they need to say here. You know, they are saying to everybody on this call, and they want to encourage each of you to repeat these processes today. You see, they are hot, passionate themselves to get all of you awakening to the freedom, is what the word they're using, the freedom of your powerful, eternal soul showing up in this lifetime. They want each of you to feel comfortable being a pump of light, a pipe of light, a pump of light. They want each of you to be comfortable that you are this vast being of light, and that that light can be revealed, can be shone, can be shown, can be shone out. And whether it's, you know, they're saying it's not about what you're doing. It's actually just how you're being. That's a big one. It's how you're being. And this is why they're saying the more you jump into these processes with them, the more they can rummage around in your auric field and unblock the doorways, you know, clean up the lenses so that that light just shines out. Just repeating that. It's not what you're doing. It's what you're being. It's how you're being. This is the project at hand here. And so they're just highly recommending just stand under the waterfall of their light as much as possible. But particularly they'd love your conscious logical mind to rummage around in these processes so that you get understandings and awarenesses and recognitions of what you are, who you are, from where you've come, who you are in previous existences, what experiences you've had in previous existences. Let those memories surface, because that matures you, that deepens you, and it also connects you to the ignition point inside of you, the ignition point, the point where that fire in the belly starts from, you see. So the more you touch those memories, this is the thing, the more you go back and touch the memories, let them be evoked and sort of erupt up into your conscious logical self, wow, you know, honestly, the gear shifts, starts going forward, and the foot comes down the accelerator, because that's the power. In this lifetime, that's the power. That's your power right there, everyone. You've been given the path, the steps, right now, today. You've been told, jump back into those past life processes, hang out with these high creator being teams, feel into your past, because your future can change from that. Your future can change drastically, they're saying, actually. So that's all they wanted to say.
Beautiful. Thank you. Well, thanks again, Alicia. It's been absolutely incredible having you on the show. And what an experience, a beautiful experiential and transformational call for everyone. So loved having you on. Thank you so much. Really
thank
appreciate you.
You. Thank you, Ian.
Appreciate your time and your wisdom and your gifts and sharing the creative beings with us. So much love to you.
Thank you. Yeah, to you too.
Mm. And all you beautiful.
And to everyone.
Yes, the shining lights to everyone out there. Thank you for being part of the community and tuning in and listening and being dedicated and committed to your own growth and to being curious. Thanks for being curious about what is out there, ways that we can really shape our own soul's journey. Thank you for being curious and willing to do the work, and willing to make a difference in your own life, and willing to make a difference in the lives of those who are around us and all the beings not only on this planet, but in all realms. So thank you so much to this beautiful, beautiful wisdom community. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, all the ancient ones, all the beautiful divine beings of love, life, power, and service. Thank you so much for bringing us here and for supporting us all and shining down on all of us. Thank you so much. Much love to you all. Bye now.